Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the morning shift at 7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan, who will be handling Top 5 Tuesday momentarily in this segment, is presented by John Foy & Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. So LeBron James.
Yeah.
What's funny is we brought him up yesterday about the decision.
LeBron. Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay.
LeBron James.
We brought him up yesterday. So he's got a little teaser out saying he's going to make his second decision today at noon. Any guesses?
The only guess I have to try to make is which products he is deciding on Amazon Prime Day. Which decision is he making? Is it a blender versus a air fryer? You know what I mean? That's the decision.
Or is he offering up maybe some of his memorabilia?
Maybe, or maybe he's launching some kind of product line, but I don't know why that would be a decision.
Let's be honest. LeBron is finally announcing a partnership with Taco Bell so he can bring Taco Tuesday back.
Yeah,
today
is
National Taco Day.
I mean, it only makes sense. It's Tuesday. National Taco Day. It only makes sense.
And when I get to the drive-thru, I'm not going to know which taco I'm ordering just yet. I just want to make that for all y'all coming at me on Twitter. I just want to make that abruptly clear.
First of all,
it could be a crunch wrap. It could be, I don't know. All right, don't come at me.
Mike, if you're ordering a taco from Taco, specifically a taco, you need to just go ahead and get that Doritos Locos Nachos taco.
Okay, but I don't even know. I'll have to locate that on the menu. I'm going to need 15 seconds to do that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's going to be a thing. But in neither here nor there. Dylan, I thought you brought up a good thing earlier talking about the decision. The only thing it could be basketball related, the craziest thing it could be.
Yes, the craziest thing it could be, Allie used the word spicy, the spiciest thing it could be is that he's announcing that this is his final year and that he's going to retire after this year. That's the spiciest thing it could be. Other than that, it's, like you said, choosing what he wants on Amazon Prime Day, bringing back Taco Tuesday or something of that nature.
Explain the timeline of it to me then. Why is it happening at noon when everyone is at work?
Yeah,
that's
so they can get on their phones and order more products. The blenders,
right? If it's on promotional, that's why for sure. That once they're taking their lunch break, they can order whatever LeBron's ordering. As far as if it's a retirement announcement, that's a solid point, which can only prove the point that it's probably not a retirement announcement. But I guess because it's LeBron. He moves the needle. Everybody's going to be looking out to see what it is anyway. So I guess that the time wouldn't really make a difference for him. So I don't know as far as the noon announcement goes.
I don't know, man. I just know that whatever it is, I'm going to be let down by it. And it's the craziest thing because we got here this morning and we got here, I walked in shortly before 5 a.m. and every major website I pulled up had something about the possibilities of LeBron's decision. And I'm like, dude, I almost hate it for him because I feel like the marketing opportunity he's missing, I feel like it's, I mean, I guess it's landing, but it feels like you're going to burn that bridge and you're never going to be able to use this ever again.
Hey, the news outlets have to do it because if they're wrong,
touché.
If it's not something, if it is something big, they missed it. But B, if he's watering down this kind of promotion, man, he got paid.
I was going to say. Well, I mean, is he a billionaire yet? Is LeBron a billionaire? He's got to be.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He's got to be a billionaire. Yeah. So, I mean, cool. How much money could LeBron be paid where you're like, man, he got paid? To where he's thinking, okay, this is worth $20
million?
$20 million, I'd do it. $20 million, I'd do it if I were him. I don't know. I just think that this, whatever it is, we're going to be let down. So it just kind of is what it is.
Noon today
yeah.
is when we'll find out. Hashtag the second decision.
You know why? Maybe this is why I have a sour taste in my mouth. Because the first one was ridiculous.
Yeah,
the first one was ridiculous. Maybe that's why I'm so over the top, being like, man, I ain't worried about this.
But it was something real.
Okay, and I feel like he burned that bridge back then. And that one wasn't worth 20 million. I don't know. Maybe ESPN paid him to air it. But
and that's the thing as far as the first decision goes. When people talk about LeBron and how, like, you know, he has been not only such a obviously great basketball player, but just a great human. Like, he's been a role model, class act, ambassador for the NBA. The only thing that people ever talk about as far as, like, negatively as far as LeBron goes, I guess before maybe Bronny, because people – try to get on LeBron, but I'm not necessarily even mad about that. But they talk about him making the decision. That's the only thing people like criticize
That's
LeBron outside of basketball.
That's not true. No, well, outside of basketball, yeah. But I was going to say negatively, they talk about how much he complains and how much he flops.
Oh, that's true. But that's all basketball stuff.
And that's my biggest issue. I got a lot of respect for LeBron, but when I watch him complain and flop, I'm like, you know the reason that he'll never, in my opinion, match where like Michael and even Kobe are? Because they always had that look on their face. You know what I mean? Like, it was time to go. Like, it's crunch time. It's time to go in for the kill. LeBron, you just see him smacking his lips. Man, what? You know, like, that's what when I close my eyes and think of LeBron, that's what I think of.
Yeah, and I mean, Michael and Kobe definitely had, I think, more of that killer instinct than LeBron does. Bro. LeBron has it. I want to make that clear. LeBron definitely has it. I mean, game six of, what was it, 2013? When he was his backup against the wall against the Celtics, and he had that face on the whole entire game, just that straight like killer, like I'm not letting this opportunity go by the wayside. I'm not getting ousted out of the playoffs again. I'm not going a second straight year without winning a championship with the Heat. Like when he had that face on, like you could tell that killer instinct was there. So he has it, but he didn't. I feel like tap into that as much as Michael and Kobe.
He's just a little bit goofier than they are.
Yeah,
I'm just going to throw it out there. He's just a little bit goofier, and then things like this just feed into it.
Well, I'm just thankful he's not making us wait too long. Today at noon is when we'll find out. We don't have to wait a week or anything today at noon. But before we get to Dylan's Top 5 Tuesday, I want to remind you, you can join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yep, I can guarantee you I'm putting Baron Burton's all over all these chicken sandwiches I'm about to list off.
And the tacos and everything else.
And the tacos, everything. Shoot, I might even put on that Odunze dog if I ever get my hands on one. But no, shout out to Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, W Sauce, all the great sauces and products they have over there. All right, without further ado, we're getting into it. Top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches. This was inspired by Ali Mac's top 5 fast food fries list last Tuesday when she did that. And so I woke up hungry this morning, woke up feeling dangerous like Baker Mayfield, and I said, you know what? I'm going after it. All right. Going after the chicken sandwiches. I do have 6. One is an honorable mention, so we're going to start with that
first.
I'm writing down. Okay. KFC's not just finger licking good. It's forgetting your makeup good. It's getting over a breakup good. It's smuggle into the cinema good.
Oh, you started with number 1 first?
No, that's an honorable mention.
Dude. Whoa.
AFC, I told you I had a little bit of controversy in here.
Whoa.
And that's where it is. Just wait till you hear number 5. KFC is finger looking good, but it's not top 5 good for Dylan Matthews. It's just honorable mention good. So coming in, honorable mention is KFC. Good, but I think it's not as quite as good as these other ones. All right, let's go ahead and get it to the top 5 list. Here's number 5.
Number 5.
Butter chicken, BK now has butter chicken. Crispy seasoned chicken with decadent sauce. Try it on poutine, that's pretty boss. BK, have it your way.
That's
right.
I disagree with some of your lists in the past. We're only into 5 and honorable mention on this, and I feel like you should be arrested.
I'm
about to call 911.
Have you ever had a chicken sandwich for Burger King? Have you ever had their Royal Crispy? Have you ever had their Butter Crispy Chicken Sandwich?
Long one?
No. That one's good, too, though. That one's good, too. But they got new ones. See? They got the Royal Crispy.
Oh, they're fine. But you just, like, oh,
and that's
God.
Why it's at number 5. To me, better overall flavor. I KFC, maybe, if you like crispy, has a little bit more crispiness than Burger King's. But Burger King's overall, better flavor.
Round this list out,
I'm here with it.
You better round this list out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get into number four. Burger King at number five. Here's number four.
Number four.
A true classic never goes out of style. Like Zaxby's all-new Southern TLC Chicken Sandwich. A hand-breaded buttermilk filet served classically delicious with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. Made fresh to order. Made to crave. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's coming in at number four.
Okay,
you like that? See, okay,
we're rounded into form.
We're getting there.
Somehow you've put brackets around Burger King with two of the top three, at least.
You just got to let me cook, Mike. Just got to let me cook. All right, so Zaxby's coming in at number four. Again, good, but I think there is a little bit more to be desired on flavor. But again, just amazing. You know, Zaxby's, they got the good chicken. All right,
okay.
Here we go. We're going in at number three now.
Number three.
Have you tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich made with our buttermilk crispy chicken and our delicious toasted brioche buns?
I have tried.
With spicy or classic mayo? If you haven't, try it today for just $3.99.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You love that chicken from Popeyes?
Yeah.
You get enough love, you get to the top three.
This is the one that caused drama, right?
We're back on track.
Yes, this is the one that caused drama when... This is the one that started the chicken sandwich war. When Popeyes got the chicken sandwich, then everybody else started getting chicken sandwiches. Burger King, all of them. They started ramping up the chicken sandwich game. So Popeyes comes in at number three. I really do enjoy a good Popeyes chicken sandwich when I'm in the mood for it. Okay, keeping it moving here. Let's get to number two.
Number two.
Hey, my name's Paige, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the crispiness of the breading and the tenderness of the filet. It's tasty, it's warm, it's total satisfaction.
Yeah. All right, I mean, like, you had to feature it somewhere on
number
there.
Number two?
Yeah, number two, because my number one, this list was the easiest one to come up with number one, because without a doubt, this next one I'm about to play, it's not even debate. They have the, if you know, you know, they have the best fast food chicken sandwich. Without further ado, here's number one.
Number one.
Kind of feels like everyone's trying to copy the $5 biggie bag. So how can you spot a knockoff? It won't taste like Wendy's. This job is easy. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Wendy's. And I'm going to get real specific with you here. Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, the best fast food chicken sandwich. It always seems like it's fresh. The crispiness is perfectly there. I mean, you can literally, when you bite into it, the juices come out and you get that little bit of spice from the spiciness of the spicy chicken sandwich and the peppers that they use. I love Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich with all my heart. It's number one. There's no debate a wall. I don't care what you got to say.
I can first still of all, see good Dave delivery. Thomas like on the commercial for the spicy chicken sandwich when it came out from Wendy's.
First of all, good delivery. Second of all, I don't necessarily disagree with the six that you have, but I'm not sure any single one of them is in the correct order. I would have given the BK the honorable mention. I might have thrown KFC all the way up to one, big dog.
One?
Bro, it's like Zaxby's is up there. Chick has to be somewhere. Popeyes might be in the right spot at three, but everything else is a complete disaster.
What's funny to me is your number one pick is a burger place.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
they do have a phenomenal chicken sandwich.
It's amazing.
And here's the thing, Allie, and I don't want to go too far down this road, but when I pull up to Wendy's, I don't know what I'm going to order. You know what I'm saying? Can I just get
order
10
the spicy
seconds
chicken
at the
sandwich.
Drive-thru? I don't know. Maybe I want a Dave's Double. Can I get 5 seconds at the drive-thru to just check back down the menu and make sure that I'm ordering the right thing for myself?
You should have thought about that before you pulled up.
Without everybody on Twitter honking the horn at me? You know what I mean? Like, I just give me a second. Let me make the right decision for myself here.
Newsflash. You ever see Mike Johnson in the drive-thru? Just pull out. Just go inside. Go inside.
I hope you already got your online order.
It might be faster. It's going to be faster.
I hope you already got your online order in.
Well, we have the wake-up call coming up next. Dylan, the tweets are already coming in. What in the frozen filet is going on with this list? That's what Mike Mixon has to say. Give us a call, 404-726-0929. Give us your suggestions for Dylan's top five fast food chicken sandwiches list. Also, are there any specific changes to the Falcons offense you're hoping to see on Monday? And do you ever say, hold on, when you're at the drive-thru? Fast food drive-thru. That's the key phrase there, fast food. Or do you order as soon as you get there, as you should? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.